Manu Patra alerts dated the 23rd of October 2019. Delhi High Court has granted bail to senior Karnataka Congress leader D.K. Shivakumar on a bail bond of 25 lakh rupees in connection with a money laundering case. His bail plea was rejected by the lower court earlier. Shivakumar was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate on the 3rd of September. Apex Court has directed the Vinod Rai-led Committee of Administrators to bow out as soon as the newly elected Board of Cricket Control of India office bearers took charge. The court passed a slew of directions, mainly to immunize the core and its past decisions while administering the board from future legal hassles. Apex Court has observed that the crime test, criminal test and comparative proportionality test have to be applied while sentencing an accused in a criminal case. The court further noted that the aspect of sentencing should not be taken for granted as this part of criminal justice system has determinative impact on the society. Supreme Court has allowed Nirbhaya Khara, one of the Hindu parties in the decades-old case of Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid land dispute in Ayodhya, to file a written note seeking the right to manage worship of the deity as Shaivite devotee at the site. Madhya Pradesh High Court has allowed an 11-year-old rape victim to terminate her 27-week pregnancy. The court directed that the termination of pregnancy may be taken up by the respondent authorities, State Health Department and others, with active and positive assistance of the petitioner and her daughter as early as possible. Bombay High Court has set aside the death sentence of a boy in the rape and murder case of a rag picker, declaring him a juvenile at the time of the incident. The court, while discharging the juvenile, has quashed and set aside the observations of the Sessions Court that had sentenced him to death. Telangana High Court has refused to stay the implementation of a tender notification issued by Telangana State Road Transport Corporation to hire 1,035 more private buses for the corporation. The court was dealing with the petition filed by TSRTC challenging the said tender. Karnataka High Court has directed workers of the state-run Hindustan Aeronautics Limited to call off their indefinite strike, which entered the ninth day. The High Court has passed an interim order restraining the HAL Association, its office bearers and workforce from continuing their ongoing strike, including go slow, work to, rule or any form of agitation or disrupting daily activities and its offices in Bengaluru. Bombay High Court has quashed orders passed by the Union Home Ministry allowing agencies to intercept phone calls of a businessman booked by the Central Bureau of Investigation in a bribery case. The court further observed that telephone tapping is permissible only in situations of public emergency or in the interest of public safety. Delhi High Court, DHC, has asked the Centre and the Election Commission to respond to a plea challenging the poll panel's decision to reduce the six-year disqualification period of Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang, convicted and sentenced in a graft case, to just 13 months. Bombay High Court has directed former Union Finance Minister P. Chidambaram and two senior bureaucrats to file their affidavits in reply to a suit filed by 63 Moons Technology Company seeking 10,000 rupee crore in damages. Securities and Exchange Board of India has come out with a framework for listing of commercial papers on stock exchanges in order to broaden investor participation in such securities. To enable listing of commercial papers and to ensure investor protection, SEBI noted that it is important that issuers, who intend to list such securities, make appropriate disclosures at the time of listing and on a continuous basis. Bombay High Court has struck down as unconstitutional Article 19 of the Portuguese law that gave legal sanctity to church tribunals in dealing with marriages and divorces of Catholics. The court has struck down Article 19 of Decree No. 35,461 cancelling the marriages as unconstitutional and illegal. Delhi High Court has enhanced the interim maintenance payable by the husband to his wife and has also directed initiation of an inquiry under Section 340 of Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973. The court has taken a strict view of a false rent agreement filed by the husband against him in domestic violence proceedings pending against him before the lower court. Madras High Court has rejected a plea that sought a direction to central government to enact a law prohibiting forced and induced religious conversions. Such plea had sought a direction to the centre to enact a new special law to prohibit the conversion from one religion to another by the use of force or allurement or by fraudulent means. Delhi Court has rejected a plea filed by AAP leader Atishi Malina against East Delhi MP Gautam Gambhir for possessing two voter ID cards and observed that the allegations were baseless and not legally sustainable. Delhi High Court has sought centre and Delhi government's reply on a plea seeking refund of challenge issued for overspeeding on NH9 between August and the 10th of October, after the amended Motor Vehicles Act kicked in. National Anti-Profiteering Authority has ruled Glenmark Pharmaceuticals Limited guilty of not passing GST rate cut benefit on sanitary napkin to customers. The All Powerful Goods and Services Tax Council, headed by the Finance Minister in July 2018, had reduced the tax rate on sanitary napkin from 12% to nil, and it was expected that the companies would pass on the entire benefit of rate cut to the customers. Local court has directed the police to file a first investigation report against 6 members of the special investigation team which probed the case for allegedly torturing and coercing witnesses to give false statements. The court gave the direction to Senior Superintendent of Police of Jammu saying cognizable offences are made out against the 6 members. National Green Tribunal has directed the Delhi Pollution Control Committee to submit a report on a plea alleging that 5,000 illegally waste processing units are operating in and around Delhi as per a study undertaken by a non-governmental organisation.